Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Years in the making. Me, Izzy Moreno, has dreamt about this day for 8 long years. And on August 12th at Mission Pro Wrestling's Boiling Point, I make my debut against top tier Jasmine Allure. The biggest moment of my life, the start of my pro wrestling career. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't scared or even nervous. Jasmine, there is no one at Mission Pro Wrestling as sinister as you are. And I experienced that firsthand when you attacked me from behind.
Someone needs to stop this. Jasmine Allure, one of the most despicable people on this roster.
Jasmine Allure, she is assaulting Izzy right in front of us. This.
When we step in the ring, I'm going to finally prove to everyone that Izzy Moreno has arrived. Jasmine, on August 12th at Mission Pro Wrestling's Boiling Point, you're not facing Izzy Moreno, the fan. You're facing Izzy Moreno, the pro wrestler.
Hi, I'm Tom Campbell from Cultaholic Wrestling, and this is Before and After. It's an interview held over 2 days. The first part will look at the thoughts, the processes, and the preparation going into a key wrestling moment. The second part will be to reflect on what went down. My guest today is Izzy Moreno. Now, you will know Izzy as the Bayley fangirl from NXT. Izzy's dream has always been to step into a wrestling ring and become a full-time professional wrestler. That is a dream that came true this past weekend. And I caught up with Izzy before and after her very first match.
Hi! Oh my goodness, hey. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. I've been a fan of the show for such a long time.
Oh,
like you said, I was
stop
on.
It.
I have! And this is so awesome. I'm definitely geeking out. I'm fangirling right now, but I gotta control myself. Thank you so much for having me.
It's very good to have you on here. Now, we spoke, we think it was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, don't we? We think it was a while.
We're not sure.
We ain't sure. We've all grown old and disgraceful since then. And when we spoke, there was such so many question marks about you getting into it, because you were so keen at such a young age to get started, and there just wasn't the avenues. And Here we are, Lizzie, on the precipice of your first ever match. So let's talk about it. When did you find out you were having your first match?
Well, oh man, I'm so excited. It's such a good feeling to be able to finally talk about it. And the fact that you were like, you know, there was such a big question mark about you getting in the ring, you know, that kind of, honestly, it just kind of hit me that really was how I felt years ago. Like, I really wasn't sure when I was going to have my debut match. And it really was such a huge question mark in my life. And it was something I kind of struggled with, because I think for years, like, I always saw people like my age or a little bit older than me be able to go in the ring, and I was just kind of sitting on the sidelines, and I was like, man, I really want to do what they're doing, but I can't, because like I don't know if I'll be good enough, like I don't know if it's the time is right, but the time is finally right, and it's such a great feeling. But the way I found that I had my match, I definitely was plotting to have my debut match this summer. Like, I was kind of silently plotting. Nobody really like knew what I was doing. And I actually threw out the idea when I was on Busted Open with Thunder Rosa and Dave LaGreca, because I've always wanted to work with Mission Pro. I've always admired Mission Pro, and no pun intended, but their mission for women's professional wrestling. And so I mentioned, I was like, oh, I'm looking to have my debut match next year. And before I could even mention Mission Pro, Thunder Rosa was like, oh, does that mean you're going to have it with Mission Pro? And I was like, I was about to say, but you said it for me. Let's do it. And so we went back and forth. We talked about it. We negotiated it. And it, you know, here we are today. And it was such a great feeling. You know, they kind of like discussed with me, like how they wanted me to come in, how they wanted to introduce me. And I already knew what my character was. So I kind of threw out to them like, hey, this is like who Izzy Moreno is. And this is like her goal with professional wrestling. And is there a way we can incorporate it with when the fans see me for the first time at Mission Pro Wrestling's True Colors? And they were like, yeah, we can work with it. That's perfect. And so it turned into like a complete masterpiece.
Talk to us about how you felt the moment that you saw your name listed on an official match sheet.
It was so surreal. I think that because that day, June 10th, Mission Pro Wrestling's True Colors, like that was the day I was like announcing my debut match, and I was full of emotions. I still am, to be honest, because I was like, this is 8 years in the making. I've wanted to do this since I was 8 years old, and you know, there's been a lot of setbacks. There's been a lot of obstacles, lots of tears. You know, there's been so much I put into this dream. And the fact that I was finally being able to tell people like, hey, it's happening. The wait is over. Your girl is getting in the ring. It was such a big relief on me. So seeing my name and even my little picture on a poster, that was so freaking awesome. And funny thing too, I remember one day, one of the guys who's like kind of is one of the head guys at Mission Pro posted that he was like posting flyers around San Antonio. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Literally that night, I was going to one of my favorite like spots in San Antonio. And there's the poster, the Mission Pro Boiling Point poster. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like geeking out. And all like the like waitresses were like, oh, are you like on the poster? I was like, yeah, that's me. I was like, self-promotion. And they actually had an extra poster, and I have it right on my wall. Just like, I like to wake up to seeing the Boiling Point poster and be like, that's gonna be me.
Who was the first person you called when you got the match signed and sealed?
Oh, well, I would say my parents. Like, I told my parents right away because they were kind of like, they knew about it, but I was like, I didn't really tell them much about it. I didn't tell them anything about like what was happening on June 10th. But I was like, hey, just know it's going down and be ready. Don't even film. Just enjoy it. Be a fan. And so they were freaking out. I definitely called some of my closest friends. And then I called my coaches. So my jiu-jitsu coach and then my wrestling coach, Coach Marvel here at the Hybrid School of Wrestling. I called him right away and I was like, hey, I'm going to be dropping in soon. Are you ready to train me for my debut match? He was like, yes, of course. So it was really awesome to share the news with everybody. And everybody was just so happy for me because like all of my friends and like my loved ones, they knew how much this has meant for me. And they were just so proud of me. And they were like, wow, you've worked so hard for this. I was like, I know. And I was like, it's finally happening.
The good news traveled fast. All of a sudden, we're seeing lots of pictures of fangirl Izzy next to Izzy Moreno in full attire. A quote retweet that caught all of our eyes goes as follows. If you couldn't tell by this past Saturday at SummerSlam, I breed champions. Enjoy every second of this weekend, Izzy. I'm proud to see how far you've come. Please don't lose or I'll disown you so quick. That's from Bailey.
Oh, man. When I saw that, well, first off, it was so funny because I was working out when she tweeted that and my dad texted it to me and I immediately bursted into tears because like Bailey has always been like my hero. And I think everybody knows that, but literally she's been like my favorite wrestler. I mean, I you know, people know that already. Like, she has always been my favorite, and if you guys couldn't tell. And just seeing that was so cool, because, like, I remember, like, going to NXT shows and, you know, really admiring her and admiring her work. And I remember thinking to myself, like, man, I really want to, like, bring out the emotion that she does with the crowd. And the fact that I am doing that is really awesome. And just what she wrote was really cool. Like, the whole, like, Ivory Champions, I was like, oh, my God. Like, that made me cry right away. And then when she was like, I'm so proud of you. More tears. Like, it was such an awesome moment. And just to see the response from everybody about my gear reveal has been so just heartwarming, because I really was just like, I just want everybody to love it. Like, I've had this design for a while, and I was like, it's so me. And I love green and purple. So I was like, I really want people to love this and connect with it. And I think it is so Izzy Moreno in gear attire. And just to see the response and how, and the amount of response too, I was like, oh my goodness, I was not expecting that. But yeah, it's been really awesome. And just to see her quote tweet, I was like, oh, that's so cool.
there's been lots that you've said about the name as well, Izzy Moreno, and the pride that you carry that surname with that pride, is there a bit of pressure too?
Yeah, definitely. I think I am the type of person that puts a lot of pressure on myself. And I know that's really bad, but, you know, I always like to look at it as pressure makes diamonds. And I think for me, whenever I'm put under pressure, like, I always shine, and I always kind of like bowl out, I like to say. I think for years, like, people have seen me grown up, and I mean, people are putting my picture from 8 years ago next to the picture I posted a couple of days ago, my gear. So I think the pressure of these people, like, being a part of my journey for so long, like, it's there, and it's a little scary, but I'm like, I think for me, I just really need to focus on making myself happy, making myself proud, and not really focusing on the outside noise, even though I really do love the fans, and I'm like, man, I want to make them proud too. I think, like, for now, it's like, I have to focus on me, and I have to make sure at the end of the day, like, when I look in the mirror, I'm happy with the person who I am, and I'm happy with who Izzy Moreno is.
That's where it all starts. If you love yourself, then everything else will follow. It's really
for sure.
You're in there for your first ever match. It's on Saturday. It's against Jasmine Allure, and she's had an incredible year as well. She made her debut for WOW back in January, and I know that was a big thing for her. Talk about your relationship with Jasmine Allure.
Oh man, Jasmine is not a nice person. I can say that. She attacked me from behind. I tried to be her best friend, and she attacked me, and I did not appreciate that. And I was making my debut on commentary. It was such a big night for me. I was so excited. And then my night it turned into a nightmare. A dream turned quickly into a nightmare. And on Saturday, August 12th, I'm going to show her what 8 years in the making means. So Jasmine is not my best friend.
I feel like Jasmine's going to get 8 years of frustration Izzy.
All out on her.
So we are moments away from we're days away from the match when we are speaking. What advice have you been given, not so much about wrestling in general, but more advice about your first match from people, and who's given you that advice?
It's been a lot of the people at the Hybrid School of Wrestling. I think for me, I'm such a perfectionist, and I know that's also very bad. I know I put pressure on myself, and I'm a perfectionist. It's like a recipe for bad, but I'm like, you know what? We can't. And so a lot of people are telling me that your first match isn't going to be perfect, and it's okay if you mess up. And they're absolutely right. Cause I do put a lot of pressure on myself, and I'm like, I really want to make sure this is so good, and I want this to be so special. Like I said, this is 8 years in the making, and I really want to show what that means to the pro wrestling community. So yeah, that's like been the number one piece of advice I've gotten, is your first match is not going to be perfect. The other thing I've gotten a lot over the past week is, are you ready? And I'm like, for what? And they're like, you're matched. And I'm like, well, obviously. I was like, I can't just say no. But it's always so fun whenever people ask me, they're like, oh, are you ready? Are you excited? I'm like, I am so freaking excited. Like, the amount of excitement I have right now, it's so hard to describe. Like, oh man, we're 2 days away. Like, oh, I can't believe it. And then tomorrow's gonna be one day, and then it's gonna be Saturday. I'm gonna wake up and it's gonna be a dream. But yeah, the number one piece of advice I've gotten over the lead up to my matches, it's not going to be perfect. And, you know, even though I do want it to be perfect, I think I'm just going to go in there and do my thing and be, and I'm really confident in my ability. So it's going to be a really good time.
It's boiling point. It's Saturday, August the 12th. And you're at a point now where, as we say, it's been so many years you building up to this point. You've done all the training you need to do. You've done all the work on the character, on the gear, on your presence outside of wrestling. And we are literally at the point where the only thing left to do, Izzy, is to go and have your first match.
Yeah, it's so crazy. You know, I've been texting back and forth with my parents. My mom is actually with me. My dad's back in Florida, but he's gonna come back for my match. But I've been texting back and forth with him, and it's been so wild just because he'll send me pictures of me when I was like a little kid, like at wrestling shows, and then like then I'll look at the picture of me in my gear and I'm like, wow, like this is so crazy. And I don't think anybody really truly understands how hard I have worked for this moment. I mean, like I said, I've wanted to do this since I was 8 years old, and I've always had to battle setbacks, whether it was with my scoliosis or other issues happening, and I've had to overcome a lot of obstacles. And I've kind of like always, I feel like I've always played some sort of role in the pro wrestling industry, whether it was with media or I was an on-screen, you know, personality, you know what I mean? And so, and I've always loved that stuff. And I had a great time doing the broadcasting stuff, and I've had a great time being a manager at indie companies. But I think like for years I was like, no, I really belong in the ring. And I would always see like, cause sometimes like I'd go to seminars or I'd go to like summer camps for kids for pro wrestling training. And I'd just be like, no, this is where I belong. Like, yeah, I'm great on the mic, but I'm like, this is it. I'm like, I don't belong anywhere else. And I'm so excited for Saturday. It's going to be such an amazing day. I'm definitely nervous, to be honest. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't, but I think it's going to be such a special day between me and my parents, my coaches, my friends. I'm legit so excited. I can't wait to just share such a special moment with all the fans at Mission Pro Wrestling and all the fans watching. It's going to be so awesome.
Nerves are always good because it shows that you care.
Yes, it does. I've always gotten told that so many times.
It's true. Like the day that you do something like that and you don't get nervous about it, it's probably the day that you've been it off and you don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's when you go, well, but the fact you're getting the nerves is the important part. Now, if you're listening on the podcast, you're going to find out how Izzy's first match went. At this point, Izzy, I will leave you and wish you nothing but the best of luck. Go out there and smash it.
Thank you so much.
And I'm looking forward to catching up with you on the other side.
I am so excited too. Thank you. And the other side is going to be amazing because I'm definitely winning my match and we're going to be celebrating, okay?
It's a great phrase that I use before we go out and before I walk out on stage anywhere to people around me, and I want to give it to you now. A phrase I always use is just as, you know, all that's left to do is to walk out, I always say, I'll see you on the beach. So, Izzy, I'll see you on the beach.
I'll see you on the beach.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Izzy Mania is live and hot here tonight in San Antonio, Texas.
Izzy Moreno is overcome with emotion, and if I'm being quite honest, it's very hard to not feel teary-eyed at this very moment. Izzy is living the girlhood dream here tonight. She's been training at the Hybrid School of Wrestling in San Antonio, Texas for the better part of the past 2 years. She's currently 16 years old. She started training at 14 years old. But this dream goes beyond that time period. You might have seen her on NXT as a super fan of one WWE's own Bayley. Izzy has received some words of encouragement from Bayley on social media this past weekend. You have to know that those words of encouragement are fueling Izzy on this dream. The emotional roller coaster begins here tonight, live at Boiling Point.
One thing I think I do know is that she's been training hard and she is as prepared for this moment as she can be. Maybe not for that though.
Words of encouragement pouring out all across social media from WWE superstar Bayley, from Busted Open Radio's own Dave LaGreca, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer. The whole world is watching here tonight as Izzy Moreno looks to make the girlhood dream come true. The cover, and it's just a two count. Moreno from the middle rope, cross body. Only a two count off that cross body. She calls that the sparks fly, and sparks are gonna continue to fly for as long as this contest rolls on. The dream is coming true right now, but you know that it would just put a cherry on top of the situation if Izzy Moreno could manage to put down Jasmine Allure in her debut contest. What's this? Allure into the cover, rolling through, and this match is over.
Well, this match may be over, but I will say I was impressed this evening by the performance that Izzy Moreno showed.
Jasmine Allure to walk away victorious against someone who is wrestling in their very first professional contest. However, the momentum Izzy Moreno walked into this matchup with, I mean, it's very difficult to say that you're not disappointed in a situation like this.
She cannot let this derail her, though. Get back up, brush it off, continue.
So for you listening, it's been maybe 30 seconds. For my guest today, it has been a very tense, exciting few days. Izzy's back.
Hi!
Yes. Now, Izzy, we spoke a few minutes ago as we were hours away from your first match. It's happened. You've done it. And you're in
it
one
happened.
Piece.
I am.
Now, we will get into the nitty and the gritty. But first of all, how are you feeling?
Oh man, I feel so amazing. You know, I did lose my first match and I feel terrible that I disappointed so many people, especially all the fans that were there. I think that's what made me a little bit emotional, but I honestly feel so happy. And I'm like, I know this sounds weird, but I'm just like so happy. It's like, I did it and it's done. And now I can like officially start my pro wrestling career.
So talk us through it. So Mission Pro, Boiling Point, that was the event. Give us the vibes as you walked into the locker room, knowing that you're in that locker room to change for your wrestling match.
Oh, man. The feeling was so, so, so good. I remember just walking into the arena and just, like, I felt, like, so good. I had I had my sunglasses on walking in. You know, I was listening to Taylor Swift on the way there. I felt good. And to just like literally just walk to the back and just think like, man, I'm in this locker room now. Like I get to share the locker room with these girls who I've always looked up to. It's so surreal for me, but it was honest. It was just such a good feeling. I felt so good that day.
Who was one of the first people that you spoke to when you arrived in the arena?
I'm trying to think who was the first person. It was Brian who runs Mission Pro. I ran into him and I was like, hey, and you know, we chatted for a little bit. And then I said hi to everybody because that's like the number one rule in pro wrestling. You always say hi to everybody. And then the other person I saw was TussleMania. He's this amazing videographer for Mission Pro. I'm sure you've seen his work. His work is absolutely incredible. But I gave him a big hug and he was like, you ready? And I said, yes. And I was like, you better get some good content of me today. And he did, which we're actually thinking about filming some really cool stuff, not just from Mission Pro, but he's also based out of Orlando. So me and him are probably going to get together and maybe do an Izzy Moreno documentary, which would be so freaking cool. But yeah, it was so good to see everybody. And then all the students from the Hybrid School of Wrestling were there, which they're basically my friends, and they were all there. And so it was really awesome just to hang out with everybody and just really enjoy the moment.
So you had your first match, which meant you had your first ever pre-match prep. So, and this might be something that is finessed over the years. So talk us through those sort of 20 minutes before you went out. Like, what were you doing to get you in the place that you needed to be? Were you listening to music? Did you have an exercise routine? What were you doing?
I was stretching a lot because I was super nervous, like, because I saw where I was on the card and I knew, like, I was like kind of after intermission. So I knew after intermission, it was like time to go. I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, there is only 20 minutes standing between me and having my debut match. What is happening? Yeah, so I did stretch. I definitely listened to music. I actually got in the ring and like 15 minutes before doors opened, I like kind of just worked out a little bit. I ran the ropes. I did my rolls. I was like, I was in my zone. And I felt bad because people kept on like coming up to me and I was like, what's that? Wait, I'm sorry. What's that? I felt so bad. I was like, shoot. I was like, I just want to listen to my music and get ready. But yeah, those 20 minutes, I was like, so in my zone. And it was so weird. I was like, I had all these like snacks with me because it was like a long day. I didn't eat anything. I didn't even feel hungry too. I was just like, I'm ready to go. It was such a weird feeling because I was like so excited and my adrenaline was like all over the place. Like I kept on pacing back and forth. I know everybody in the back was probably like, okay, when is Izzy going to sit down? Because she's come down the hallway for like the millionth time.
So you're backstage, you're at the curtain, and who's one of the last people that you speak to before you go out? Who's one of the last people that you speak to?
Who was one of the last people? Because it was like weird because I thought my coach would be back there, but he was like, no, I'm going to watch the show. And I was like, oh, okay. But I actually did have Chris Marvel, my coach, tape up my wrist because he was like, you don't know how to tape up your wrist? I was like, no, but really I wanted to spend the moment with him of him taping up my wrist. And that was kind of special. The last person, I think, was actually the referee, MJ. I'm pretty sure he was like, hey, good luck. And I was like, thanks. And then also this other person, JL, who was also on the show. She's amazing. She was like, you're going to kill it. Like there was a couple of people like waiting by the curtain just to watch the show. And they were all just hyping me up, but I was really like in the zone. I was like, oh my God, I was like, it's about to happen.
It's amazing that you have this wonderful supportive community around you. And I think we need to give some love to Mission Pro.
Got
you
sure.
on the show. And all I've heard is just the love for you there. And from yourself, where you've spoken on Busted Open Radio, so it's like that, the love for the people there who got you to that position. Like there's so much love in that room. And I think that's exactly what you needed for your first match, to be surrounded by much love.
Oh, definitely. I legit cannot thank Mission Pro Wrestling enough for all that they've done for me. They've been just so incredible. I went in the day before to set up the ring, and I talked to Brian and Thunder Rosa, and they're so amazing. And like, they were like, you know, we really want to make sure like this is like your home and that you feel comfortable here. And I was like, listen, I already feel comfortable. Like, I love this place. Like, I want to be here forever. But legit, just like, just not only on Friday, but also Saturday was such a special day because everybody like made sure like I was good to go, and I like needed everything that I needed. And just for Mission Pro to like take a chance on a 16-year-old who's never been in the ring before, and to let her be the semi-main event, face Jasmine Allure, who is one of their top talents and heels at Mission Pro. I'm legit so grateful for Mission Pro Wrestling. They are absolutely incredible.
Now, I want to talk about the moment you walk out, because it is to watch it is a whirlwind, a tornado, a roller coaster of emotions. Being in it, I can imagine, is something different, and I might be taking you back to some cool memories here. You burst out, you jump through, and you let out this big scream, and you stop, and you start welling up.
Oh yeah.
You catch yourself. What's going through your head in that moment?
Honestly, holy crap. I was literally like so astonished. And I knew, like, because I actually set up the chairs too the night before, and they were like, listen, we're gonna need some more chairs for tomorrow. And I was like, oh crap. I was like, okay, cool.
More people to watch my debut. Great. Yeah, like, that's great.
Yeah, I was like, awesome. I was like, more eyes. And there was actually more people who bought tickets at the door, which was really crazy. And so like, and I remember like the first match I heard the crowd, and I was like, oh my goodness. And it's, what's so funny is that one of my other coaches, Casey Blackrose, he was also on the show. He was in the gauntlet match. Shout out to him. Which I don't feel like I give him credit enough, but he's amazing. The entire night he was like, hey, the sold out crowd, no pressure. Hey, all these people are here to see you. No pressure. You'll be fine. Don't mess up. Oh. Like, literally, I was like, Casey, I hate you so much right now.
I love him, but like, what a dick. What a dick.
No, I love Casey. Casey's like, honestly, the best person ever.
Yeah.
He was rocking my shirt too. But I, like, when I came out, like, just like that emotion from the crowd, like, just the sea, just the sea of people, like, honestly, I was like, oh my goodness. And I think there was two things that, I don't know, there was multiple factors that made me cry. I was crying before I even came out. Like, I was getting emotional just hearing the intro to my theme song. But I think seeing all the hybrid students clapping for me made me really emotional. Because I think for the longest time, I always wanted to feel like a part of like a family outside of like me and my parents and, you know, obviously my real family. Because I think for years, like, I never really felt like accepted from people in the pro wrestling community. And it was always just hard for me to find my place, because I was always like jumping back and forth from being, you know, the super fan and then the manager and then being a part of pro wrestling media. Like, I was never like fully, I never really fit in. And that's like, you know, I'm not looking to fit in. I think it's so great to stand out. But I think just for them to be there and support me, it meant like the absolute world to me. And just see some of them who have like literally like, they know how much I've wanted this and how hard I've worked for this. So just to see them like all happy for me. And I know like they were even crying too, which was like really cool. The other part were definitely my parents. I think, cause I like went to each side of the ring. Like, I pointed on like all the ropes, and there's a side you see it where I get even more emotional. I think I say, I love you. And that was to my parents. Because, like, and even before, my dad was like, don't look at us during the entrance because you're going to cry more. Well, I made the mistake of looking at my parents, and I sobbed even more. So my dad was right. But that entrance was honestly, like, the best thing ever. Like, that's the one thing, like, I wish I can go back on is the entrance. Like, I honestly, part of me is like, I wish I would have stood there longer just to soak it in. And I, you know, I'm pretty sure people are like, oh, God, she's standing there for a long time. But honestly, like, that moment was just so special because, like, the crowd, oh, man, I can't even describe the feeling. It was amazing.
But it's you stop and you do have that little, you have that emotional moment, and you look out. Mm-hmm. And this is where, it's a weird one, but this is where I know and not that my opinion means anything, but this is where I know that you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine because you had that and you drank it in and then you went, right, let's go. And then it was like a light went on. You went, right, game mode now. Hey, high five, high five. And then there's the young girl on the right hand side of the on the screen, on your left hand side, and you went and gave her a shirt. I love the fact it took people 0.5 of a second to find a picture of you and Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
And put it next to that on Twitter. That must have. I think you've described it. It's a full circle moment.
It is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, who was the girl first of all? Did you know?
Her name is Aiden. She was actually. I don't know if you saw the clip of when I was first introduced at Mission Pro in June, of when after Jasmine beat me up. When that little girl who hugged me, that's the same girl.
Yes.
And so I really wanted her to be in that corner because I wanted to give her the towel. Because I've always, you know, like I said before, with the friendship bracelets, I wanted a way to give back to the fans, but I also wanted to give something to like one individual. You know what I mean? So I think like that's where the towels came in, and I actually signed it and everything. And I do sell the towels at shows. I just gave it out and I signed it, and I thought it was just so freaking adorable. I loved it. But yeah, people put the picture side by side. I wanted her to be sitting there. I was like, I will make sure. And I asked the family, I was like, hey, are you guys coming? And they were like, yeah, we're going to be there. And I was like, okay, cool. I saved you guys seats. I put your names on it. This is where you guys are sitting. And they were like, oh, okay, thank you. But yeah, just that picture side by side of me and Bailey and then me and Aiden. It's so cool because like, I remember when I was 8 and, you know, when Bailey would come up to me and give me her headband, I was always like, man, I want to do that with another little girl or even boy. Like, I want that to be me one day. Like, I want to be that type of person where like I'm giving back to the fans. And that picture, I feel like, really solidified it.
Let's go through the match. Whatever you remember from it. I know that it's a blur being in there.
Is
are there little moments from the match that you're replaying in your head?
I would definitely say when I got in the ring, definitely. There's a clip of me when I'm standing in the middle and then I walk to my corner and I smile at the camera. That moment I absolutely love. I think it's such a cute moment. No, it was like the whole match, like I keep on replaying in my head, like, you know, because I like honestly, like after like my music stopped and the ref was like checking me and everything, just the crowd, like the dueling chants, I was like, oh my God. I was like, what is happening? And then just to hear like the crowd still chanting for me as soon as I walked up, I was like, oh my God, like I couldn't hear anything. Like honestly, like I could hear the crowd at the same time, I couldn't. Like I was just so. It was such a weird feel. It's honestly like being in the ring like that with a crowd like that is so amazing. It really is. Like I felt like I was at WrestleMania. Like I can only imagine how WWE superstars feel when they're at WrestleMania, because how I felt on Saturday was insane.
you the match happens and we don't win on this occasion, but that's, you know what? Them's the breaks. You got to start somewhere. But the love was so loud from the crowd. When you walk back through the curtain, who's the first person you see?
My parents. They made sure, they were like, listen, Izzy's mom and dad need to be back there as soon as she comes back. And my parents were like, okay, we'll run back there. And they did. And, you know, all the, like, couple of the girls were already standing back there. And they hugged me. And then I got to hug my parents. And then we actually walked a little bit. And we just, like, all hugged. Somebody has it on video. Pretty sure TussleMania does. I have to ask him, beg him, make sure he has that footage. But literally you just see us hug, and then you see me hug my coach, and I'm so sorry, coach, but my coach was actually crying. And it's so funny because like on the outside he seems so tough and like so like nonchalant almost. Like, you know, I would always tell him like, man, I'm really nervous. He's like, you'll be fine. Like he's like, he's very, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but I love him so much. And to see him cry, I was like, I was like, are you crying? I was like, do I see some tears in those eyes? And then Casey was back there too after my match, and he was also crying. Because what's so funny is that Casey has like real has also like, you know, Coach Marvel has obviously like helped me get there, but like Casey was also another one that really coached me up for this match. You know, me and him, we'd go in on a Monday to hybrid at like 1 p.m. and we'd be there from like 1 to 10 p.m. just working on stuff together. And like he's seen like me kind of struggle through all my fears and like my confidence and everything, and like he's really helped me like overcome a lot of stuff. So just like that was a really special moment. And there is, I know my mom said that there was a part during the match I hit like this, it's called like a monkey flip, where like I threw Jasmine over me like from the test of strength, and apparently he like jumped like 10 feet in the air out of excitement because he's seen me hit that so many times during training and then also like struggle with it, and he's seen me try to hit it for the first time and it was so ugly, and just now he's seeing it like completed in the ring. It's, oh man. But going backstage after my match, that was a really awesome part of the night, like legit. And you know, sharing that moment with my parents, because they like, you know, they've seen like me really work hard for this like firsthand. I mean, they're with me 24/7. So like, you know, my dad's my kind of like my trainer at home, and my mom, like she's always like, I've always talked to my mom about stuff. So it was really awesome to share that moment with them, because they know how hard I've wanted this.
And the work does not stop. If anything, the work begins now. And you put out a graphic to say, right, book me now, I'm ready to go. And Izzy, you've not let the grass grow, because you're resting on Friday.
I am. Oh my goodness. After my match, I was like, I can't wait to do it again. Like legit. Like I wasn't sure I would be like, oh, you know, I like it, and like it'll be cool if, like, you know, when I get a match. No, I'm like, no, I need to be wrestling 24/7 now. It's such a good feeling. And I explained that to like all the guys at Hybrid who haven't had a match yet. I'm like, listen, when you have your first match, it's like, it's addicting. It really is. Because you feel the embrace from the crowd. And I said this on Busted Open the other day. Like, what really got me is that for years and years and years, I always wanted to take the emotion from the crowd. And I saw that during Bayley versus Sasha at NXT TakeOver Respect, the emotion that they drew out of the crowd and how they were able to control it. And I felt like I did that on Saturday, that I had everybody's emotion in my hand. And, you know, when I was excited, the crowd was excited. When I was emotional, they were emotional. And then when I was sad after losing, they were sad too. Like that, I've always wanted to do that. And the fact that I did do that on Saturday, oh my goodness. So I am very excited to be doing that moving forward. My next match is on Friday. I'm going to be teaming up with David Kidd, and we're going to be facing Caliente and Stud Stash, which is it's going to be a tough one, but it's nothing that me and David Kidd can't handle. This is going to be at the Hybrid Experience, rocking and rolling Friday, August 18th. You can get your tickets, of course. It's going to be a great time. And I'm making my Hybrid Experience debut. I'm such a big fan of David Kidd. Caliente is also making her official in-ring debut. It's going to be such a great night.
Incredible. The Hybrid School of Wrestling hosting Rocking and Rolling at 7114 the Eckhart Road, Suite B, San Antonio. That's the one, isn't it? That's the one. And we can now say this, which we couldn't really say when we did Desert Island Grapps all those years ago, Izzy.
No.
We can now say, if people want Izzy on their show, how do they reach out to book you?
Oh man, I can't see how to memorize this, but you can reach me at izzy@curationmanagement.com. All my bookings are through there, all booking inquiries. You can hit that email up, or you can message me on any of my social medias and I'll direct you to that email as well.
Izzy, we are so proud of you here at Cultaholic.
Thank you so much. Oh man.
Buzzing for you, and we're only excited to see what comes next now.
Me too. Thank you. I know you guys have been a part of this journey since like day one, so I really appreciate you guys. And it was such a great time to do this, like talking through all my emotions and how it was. Because I love these type of interviews where it's kind of like more behind the scenes, and I get to talk about like, you know, the feeling of going backstage and then like leading up to the match. This was such a great time. Thank you so, so, so much.
Hold up. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.